Michigan has been doing land office business when it comes to marijuana sales. But believe it or not, the margins, the profit margins are incredibly thin because, for instance, dispensaries can't deduct business expenses from their federal taxes because the federal government says it is a Schedule I drug. Well, yesterday, the Biden administration began making the first tentative steps towards downgrading it, reclassifying it to a Schedule III drug, putting it on the same level as steroids, Tylenol with codeine, things like that. What could be both the medical, economic, and societal impact of that move? We welcome in Dr. Abdul El-Sayed, Director and Health Officer for the Wayne County Department of Health. Dr. El-Sayed, good morning to you.
Good morning. Always good to be with you.
Let's split this up into its various silos here and start with the medical piece of this. It doesn't change much in terms of what's happening in Michigan legally. So, but medically, could this help to expand our knowledge on the benefits and the costs of cannabis?
I think that's exactly right, right? Because it's been labeled as Schedule I by the federal government, there hasn't been the ability to either fund research or even conduct the kinds of large multiple state clinical trials that you need to really understand some of the benefits of cannabis. And cannabis is a substance like so many others. Every single medication that we take every morning is a substance, and every substance has benefits, and every substance may have unintended consequences. We know a lot about cannabis, given how broadly it's used, but we haven't been able to put it under rigorous study. And so rescheduling it in the way that the DEA has called for and the Biden administration is pushing forward may allow us to finally actually understand in a rigorous way what some of the benefits are. And, you know, this we have some indication that this could be a much better analgesic or painkiller than opioids, which, you know, the unintended consequences we know are dire. We also know that it could have some real benefits for people who experience seizures in epilepsy. So, you know, it's exciting to know that we'll finally be able to study this and maybe unlock some of these real benefits.
Dr. El-Sayed, this change to reclassify cannabis, will it impact what you do in Wayne County, particularly in terms of substance abuse prevention and treatment programs?
Yeah, under the leadership of County Executive Evans, we've really been thinking a bit about how do we make sure that we maximize the benefits and reduce the harms? And when it comes to those harms, the place where we feel we need to really rethink this is marketing and access to children. You know, you think about edibles and the number of children who wind up with cannabis toxicity in our emergency rooms. It's way too high. And the problem here is that a lot of these edibles, gummies, look just like other gummy bears, and kids don't know the difference. And so we've really been thinking about what are the kinds of actions we need to pursue here in the county versus what need to be pursued at the state level to be able to make sure that kids and parents have the information that they need. You know, one idea that we've been thinking about is, what if you made all marijuana edibles the same color? You know, if it's a gummy, it's got to be a marijuana green. And that way you can educate your children. I've got a kid who's six, and say, listen, if you see a green color gummy bear, don't eat it, right? And especially if they're all green, these are the gummy bears that have danger or poison in them, and you shouldn't touch them. Versus, you know, the multicolor stuff that you buy at the grocery store and kids have enjoyed for years now. So really about that. And then the other side of it is the marketing. You know, I drive by a dispensary called Cookies, and it's Cookie Monster Blue. And my daughter, who's, you know, just reading now and enjoys reading the signs, she always asked me, can we stop at the cookie store? And she said, well, I tell her it's not a cookie store. They sell something else. She said, why does it say cookies on it? I'm like, yeah, that's a real good question. And that's a failure of public policy, and we want to solve it.
Wow.
So you see this as an opportunity for education and learning more about cannabis and not sort of more access to it.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, let's be clear, 24 states have already legalized recreational use of cannabis, and that's not going to change in these states. And in our state is one of them. And I supported that, certainly given what we know to be the really dire law enforcement consequences of maintaining the illegality of its use in the past. And I think that's really changed. And I think that's a good thing. The question now is, you know, how do we find the happy medium? How do we make sure that it's available for recreational use for people who want to use it? You know, there's so much evidence around the fact that cannabis is not any more dangerous than alcohol. Frankly, you know, you think about the number of deaths attributed to alcohol, they're actually increasing now. And alcohol, whether it's because of toxicity on its own terms or it's because of impairments when it comes to use or you know, access to a firearm, alcohol can be an extremely dangerous substance. So the idea that alcohol was legal and cannabis was not didn't make sense. But the happy medium to me is saying, okay, well, we can make this recreationally available and assure that it's not the cause of people being thrown in jail, and at the same time, make sure that it's not being marketed to children and that it's differentiated enough that kids aren't getting into it.
Nevertheless, it can, like anything else, still be abused. There are people that don't tolerate it well, and they're maybe not an addiction in the sense that we see on the level with alcohol or opioids, but nevertheless still a downside societally. Will this exacerbate that?
You know, what I'd love to see is a lot more research about exactly what the causes and consequences look like. And I think rescheduling it will help us down that path. And you're absolutely right, Guy. I mean, just like any other substance, we have to remember that this is a mind-altering substance. And there are, of course, benefits and unintended consequences. And I think one of the challenges has been in the effort to legalize its recreational use, which, again, I support, I think some of the messaging has maybe glossed over what some of the long-term consequences of chronic use can be. And, you know, we're particularly finding evidence around early use in young people that can be damaging. So we need to understand that better. And I think we need to start tailoring a lot more of the approach that we take to regulating marketing to really make sure folks understand what the dangers can be.
Dr. El-Sayed, when you reclassify the cannabis, could it also have like significant economic ramifications? I mean, could it change how local economies and public health departments, get their funding, especially in Wayne County?
It certainly can. And, you raise it at the top of the segment here around, tax implications and cross-state movement. One of the things I want folks to pay attention to is the consolidation in the cannabis market. Now, this is going to sound really wonky, but when you have a few companies that control the entire market, that can be a pretty dangerous thing because it means that a few players have a whole lot of power, and their power means that they can start to maneuver government in ways that are good for them and maybe bad for the rest of us. And so that to me is what I'm really paying attention to is, as we reschedule it, is this going to enable a few very large companies who are in this business to consolidate the market and therefore seize a lot of power in terms of the kind of regulation that we pass? And that's what I think folks really, really ought to be paying attention to here.
I certainly took notice when you were talking about the kid side of things, and that just makes sense. Let's all make it one color.
Yeah, I think so too. And, anybody who's been a parent, and I've been one now for 6 years, you start to appreciate that, the beautiful thing about children is that they take the world as it is. And sometimes they're not aware that things that can look like a gummy bear can be dangerous for them. And it is our job. It is our responsibility in society to be protecting kids and protecting that special thing about them, that innocence. And I think when you can very clearly just say, hey, listen, it doesn't have to be blue, yellow, and red. You just make them green. It's the same exact product. Yeah. Anybody who's buying this will be able to have the same effect, but it does allow us to protect our kids. I think that's something that we can all get some consensus on.
The other thing that we'll do likely is maybe opening up the conventional banking system to these marijuana businesses so they don't have to constantly deal in cash. I know it's kind of outside your realm of influence, but will this from a public safety standpoint be a good thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it will, right? When you have a fully cash market, the ability to launder when it comes to cash, and the kinds of we'll just say actors who otherwise might be involved in other businesses have much easier entry. I think when you start to normalize the institutional banking system with its rules and regulations meant to protect against illicit activity, I do think it brings the industry into the light a bit. And I do know, having had conversations with industry leaders, that this is something that they welcomed, not just because it facilitates transactions, but also because it does do a lot to separate, the good actors from maybe the not so good actors. But at the same time, to bring back that point that I made, it does also, right, yeah, because of that facility, it does open up the opportunity for consolidation. And I do think all of us should really be paying attention to that.
Dr. El-Sayed, we appreciate your time and your efforts to keep us all safe and healthy.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate you covering this important story.
The director of the Wayne County Department of Public Health, Dr. El-Sayed. The one thing, do you know that we've got the biggest cannabis market in the country, in the state of Michigan, per capita. I mean, it's
no,
amazing.
Colorado.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And it just got more lucrative with this because you just boosted profit margins by giving them the ability to do, you know, the things that normal business does with mm-hmm. their taxes. Much more on JR Morning when we return. If you're trying to find a Tigers game tonight, you may be out of luck. We'll tell you why next on JR Morning.